Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Talking about 40 some odd new or just about to be new opening restaurants, bars, bistros, and pubs in Chicago with Phil Vitale. You go out now and again, right? You guys eat out a little bit in the city.
Oh, I love Chicago restaurants. Are you kidding? And every time there's a new one, I can't wait to try it.
You've got one that you're loving especially right now?
Oh, boy. I love Monteverde. I know it's not that new, but I do love Monteverde.
It's in the West Loop.
The chef won a James Beard Award for Best Restaurant last year, maybe?
She was Best Chef Great Lakes last year. Yeah.
It's kind of pricey.
No.
It's not terrible. No, it's not.
No, pasta specialist Sarah Grunenberg was the executive chef at Spiaggia for a number of years, and then she opened her own place west of the Loop.
This is Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. He joins us now and again. And where is this happy happening place that we're talking about?
Is it on Washington or Madison Street? I get mixed up. But it's west of the expressway by a little bit. And it's a very cool place.
This is a pretty ambitious what you put in the paper today, my friend.
Thank
44
you.
Summer eating list. 44 new and upcoming Chicago restaurants, from must-goes to field trips. You do this every summer, huh?
I do this every summer. I was inspired by those summer reading lists the teachers always gave you at the end of the year. And this is what you so I decided, yeah, okay, I'll make it a summer eating list. And here's my assignment to the general public. This, you should be prepared come September to discuss many of these. I've got my required eatings. I've got my electives. I've got my extra credits. The field trips is just because I couldn't think of another word to describe places that are a little more far flung. So, in the school term kind of thing, I called them field trips.
Okay, so in the required, and then you list them alphabetically,
right.
Not necessarily one's better than another.
Mm-mm.
But we've got about 12 of them here, more than that. What are the highlights in the required? Eating new in Chicago?
Well, I've got high hopes for ABBA, which is the first one on the list. That is the sequel to Ema. And if you knew that restaurant Ema was based on the Hebrew word for mother, then the fact that his sequel restaurant is the Hebrew word for father is not surprising.
Got it.
But that's what he's doing out in the Fulton Market District. That's CJ Jacobson, who I like to refer to as the world's tallest chef, which probably isn't accurate, but he played pro volleyball for a while.
And oh, so no kidding. He's a tall dude.
Oh, yes, he's a tall guy.
And is Fulton the place where the restaurants are right now? Is that the hot spot?
It is hot. Oh, yeah, everything, you know, a lot of stuff going out further west, too, but Fulton Market's gotten to the point that the rents are exceeding River North. You can actually save money by putting your restaurant in River North these days, which is nuts.
What kind of cuisine, then? Is it Mediterranean at ABBA?
Yeah, he's very Mediterranean. He's going to have, I think, a little more meat at ABBA than he did there, probably because of the kind of clientele he's likely to get there. But it's going to be, I think, a lot of the same kind of Mediterranean, lighter, probably pretty healthy overall, although you'll eat enough of it that you won't feel like you're eating healthy.
What about Etta?
That's a sequel. That's Maple and Ash is one of my favorite steakhouses in the city. It's in the Gold Coast. And the chef there, Danny Grant, is opening with the principals behind the first restaurant, a place out on North Avenue, which was for many years home to The Southern, which is right there on North Avenue. They gutted it. They took it down to the rubble and rebuilt the whole thing. And, I'll be real interested to see what exactly they do there. But he's trying to posit it as the kind of food you just feel like eating on a Wednesday or something like that. It's going to keep it real simple. I think there's going to be an aggressive carryout program. And, yeah, it's what he calls his idea of neighborhood food. And he lives, I think, a few blocks away. So
easy for him.
He's living it, right.
Free Rain is on your list. Funkenhausen, which you might think is Austrian or Bavarian or German kind of food and beer.
Or something to do with Parliament, you know, that funk band. But it's a great name, Funkenhausen.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to go there, and I don't know anything about it. But it's a German joint?
It's a little German. I mean, Mark Steuer grew up in the South. But with the name Steuer, he has German heritage. So this is his way of melding the two. We would have called it fusion cooking way back when, but that's become a dirty word, so we don't call it that. But he's going to be taking some of the food of his people and doing the way he interprets
1709 West Chicago Avenue. So how far west is that? Is that downtown? Is that in the loop?
Well, 1600 west is Ashland. So 17 is going to be two blocks west.
A little bit
of
further west than where we are right now, anyway.
Yeah, I can't walk it.
Gibson's Italia, Good Fortune, Kumiko?
Kumiko.
Yeah. Le Sud, which I presume is a French place.
Mm-hmm.
Mordecai, we've talked about before. That are you talking about the one over at the Hotel Zachary?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, over by across the street from Wrigley Field on
one
Clark.
One of like five restaurants in that hotel.
I count six depending on how you do it, because they do have a kind of bakery brew house.
Oh, right. Westtown Bakery's out there.
Yep. Yeah,
I
right.
I keep forgetting them, and I shouldn't.
If you include, and by the way, you also included the Doc and Dutch's place,
right,
which is the new one at the very corner of Clark and Edison.
Right.
You haven't eaten there yet, have you?
No, and it was funny. Last time I was at Mordecai, they were having a press party at Dutch and Doc's, so I could have tried to talk my way in, maybe, but nah. But Dutch and Doc's is the only place you can't access directly from the hotel, even though it's still part of the same one building. But otherwise, yeah, that one is going to be closely related to their other concept that group has, which is Swift and Sons out on the Fulton Market District. It's their steakhouse. I think it's the same chef. And I think a lot of the menu items, there'll be a lot of carryover in the menu items, but it's going to be a different look, and it's big, and it's got two floors, and from the second floor especially, you sit there at the table, and the Wrigley Field marquee is right there in front of you, right through the window.
Yeah. So I've been there twice.
I hesitate
to say how much I like it, because I don't want anybody to go there.
Right. You went back. You went twice out of being polite the second time, right?
Really? I mean, is it? If a radio guy using his own money
Holy
goes a second
smokes.
Time, then that's quite the endorsement.
Uh-huh.
And we like the room, we like the view, and we've enjoyed the food and beverages there. So I have not had I will be there a third time, but that's for sure.
All right.
And that's, by the way, do you know why they call it Doc and Dutch?
Yes, because those are the two most common nicknames in Major League Baseball history. And something like 14 Cubs have been named Dutch over the years.
It's the number one nickname for Cubs players, too.
And that's not even counting Dutch Reagan, Ronald Reagan. That was his nickname.
Oh, that's right.
And he was a Cubs announcer for about 2 years way back when. But he wasn't a player, so he's like the extra Dutch or something like that.
Twain is on your list.
Yes, I've been looking forward to it. We've been looking forward to this for 2 years. Tim Graham was at True, and then he was at Travel, which is the restaurant in the old IBM building, now the AMA building. And he broke off. He's doing his own thing with his wife and wine and beverage expert, Rebecca, and they were hoping to get something going last year. It didn't quite work out. You know, you're building your first restaurant from scratch. It always takes four times longer than you think it's going to take. And now they're getting very close, hoping late summer to open Twain, which refers to Mark Twain and Chef Tim Graham's Missouri roots.
So what would a Twainian, I mean, that restaurant conjures up Missouri or
right.
the heartland. What kind of food does that mean?
He says he's going to be doing spinoffs from vintage cookbooks that he's acquired, some things dating back to the 40s and 50s and 60s.
I'm looking for a catfish on this menu.
You know, Tim is a pretty precise, technique-driven guy. So there might be catfish on the menu, but when it hits the plate, you're going to go, wait a minute, this is not a pecan fried catfish. What is this?
Right.
It might be standing up. It might be doing something else. But it's not going to be, I shouldn't say it's not, because we're at least 8 weeks away from opening, but I don't expect a real traditional look to this place.
So it's a 146 on WGN. Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune's in our studio. You can see in print today and online, of course, as well. Summer eating list, 44 new and upcoming Chicago restaurants from must-goes to field trips. So those are some of the required readings or eatings in your case. The electives include Dutch and Doc's, Cafe Bohème, Bonhomme.
Yeah, Bonhomme.
Flight Club. I like the sound of that. This is the first USA location for this restaurant bar darts concept, which originated in England. Flight Club features I'm just reading you to you now, aren't I? A menu by executive chef Rick Gresh, who offers an extensive lineup with a raw bar on the main level and more casual light bites on the second floor on West Wacker Drive, so downtown.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You always get a little like, when you hear about a concept coming from any other city, much less overseas. But Rick Gresh has been cooking in Chicago for 20 years, I want to say. So he knows the market, and the food will work. And I don't play darts, but for all I know, people love the whole dartsy thing, and it'll be a hit.
Okay, but you understand that I'm a little apprehensive about going to a place that serves cocktails and darts. I hope they've
alcohol segregated and sharp implements. That's what could possibly go wrong there.
So this is the electives category. Give me another one that you're excited
don't wear
about.
Don't wear that giveaway shirt from Target, by the way,
when you go there. Give me another one in the elective category.
I'm looking forward to going, because it's already open, is Locanda, which is in the Marriott Residence Inn on Walton Street. And this is the latest restaurant from Antoine Sidici. And people who have a certain age will remember Panicaldo in the Gold Coast and his Trattoria Ultimo. And now he's back, and he does wonderful luxury level Italian food. I haven't been in, so I don't know if this is going to be a little more sedate than Panicaldo was, since it's inside a Marriott Residence Inn. I'm going to guess it will be.
Yeah.
But he's always put together solid restaurants, and he knows Italian cooking inside out. So.
One more, just I'm going to skip to in your electives category, the last one, Z Bar, because it's got one word in there that I always like to see, and that's rooftop. It's a rooftop bar on the peninsula. Chicago Hotel 6th floor, you wrote, and then you write a little bit about the bold bites and the tables for a room for about 50 outside. Are there places on this that you think are especially good for dining al fresco or the rooftop scene?
You know, you almost have to. So I think this one's going to be good. The peninsula already has a couple of. They already have the terrace outside their Shanghai Terrace restaurant, which is two floors below where Z Bar is going to be. They're really going all out with the Z Bar thing. They're spending a lot of money on the interiors. They know that it's a fleeting season, the summer in Chicago for outdoor terraces, and even when the weather's right, it could be raining like it is right now.
Is it raining? Holy cow, it's raining downtown Chicago. I just turned and looked out the showcase studio window.
Yeah, I think it's just stopped, actually.
Yeah, it did.
The umbrellas are back folded. But, yeah, so if you were having lunch right now, you'd be running for cover. So, so they're putting a lot of money in. This is going to have its own dedicated elevator from the lobby level this way to Z-Bar. And you go, and the elevators are going to be all decorated funny, and it's all going to supposedly sweep you into a whole other kind of environment.
Hotel Peninsula. It's 149. Phil Vitale's here. We'll pause. You've got a question, comment, an observation. This is your chance. 312-981-7200. Call or text right now. I see some calls already waiting. You can be one of them. 312-981-7200. Call or text, and Phil will take you next on WGN. Phil, here's a text. Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune. Any updates on Ed DeBevick's?
None that I've heard. As a lot of us know, Ed DeBevick's closed last year when the property was sold to a developer, and can't wait to see what kind of funky things are going up there, but of course it'll be another big building. And on their website, they teased out the idea that Ed's might rise again.
But there is no Ed DeBevick's in Chicago now?
There's no Ed DeBevick's. I don't think there's an Ed DeBevick's anywhere.
Do you think that time has changed and maybe there isn't room? Look, I have enough snark in my world. I don't need the waiters and waitresses, and they're funny, and it's a concept, but I wonder if the concept is past.
Well, it's an interesting point. There's still the hot dog place in DePaul where they'll yell at you, so it's not completely gone. I think they just need the right kind of space. They need a place that's big enough, because people go to Ed DeBevick's. It's really a party of two, right? It's 6, 8, and you get to banter and you yell back and forth to the waiters. And if you get it and you're into it, you can have fun with it.
Yeah.
It's like going into a comedy club where they expect you to heckle the guy a little bit. And then you find out that they're way ahead of you and they're better.
Yeah, but I'm going to quote somebody I know who's pretty funny, and he said, "Hey, if I wanted that, I'd go on Facebook." In fact, it was you. You said that a short while ago.
Yeah, if I want nonstop abuse, I'll go on Facebook and type something like, "I stand with Roseanne." Yeah, that'll get me a comment or three.
Okay, so no Ed DeBevics right now, no news, although it may yet happen. What does Phil think about Bevette's? Boy, we get a comment or a question about Bevette's every week.
It's a very, very good steakhouse. I love real good steaks, real good food. I love the atmosphere. I love the fact that this is a restaurant that plays jazz, a steakhouse that plays jazz, whereas I think everybody who opens a steakhouse gets the Frank Sinatra Spotify account, and they just play Sinatra nonstop, and they're playing really cool music, and it's, you know, Brandon Sadikoff has just everything he touches seems to turn to gold, and this one's particularly a big hit.
This is Bevette's we're talking about. Mm-hmm. This is a nice note. She says, I want to take my boyfriend there as a retirement dinner. He spent just under 50 years working in the steel mills. He deserves a good steak dinner.
Wow.
So Bevette's is a pack. It's my wife's been there a few times with friends and says it's just dynamite. I've never been there. If you didn't go to Bevette's but you wanted to go somewhere for a celebratory steak dinner, where would you go?
These days, well, I love Maple and Ash because
you
it's so
that.
Glitzy and all rest of it. I also love Gibson's Italia because of the wide windows that overlook the Chicago River going east on the Chicago River, and it's just stunning.
And that is on your list of 40-some new restaurants in Chicago,
right,
too.
Right. I kind of cheated on them because they just opened their rooftop. They actually opened late last year, but I included them in this list because the rooftop is having its first summer.
Jerry has a question for you. And she's not on that line. She's on this
something
one.
Something I said?
No, nope. Jerry, although you're not going to like this. Hey, Jerry, you're on the air.
Am I on now?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Thanks, John. I am a great reader of the Tribune, and I do value Phil's opinions.
Thank you.
Why is it that his 44 restaurants, there is nothing south of the South Loop or in closer than the far western suburbs? I live by Midway Airport. Do we not deserve to have good restaurants, good food? Maybe if we did, people would patronize them more.
What a great point. I'll let him respond. I've got about 27 seconds.
All right. These are all new restaurants. I've been doing this for more than 5 years, and I set out messages to everyone saying, let me know if there's anything new. If you know of something new in that neighborhood, happy to include it. But if you look at my list, I go all the way out to Barrington. I go all the way south to Crown Point. I've got a Crown Point, Indiana restaurant in here. I'm beating the bushes. Honest. I'm doing
so this
the best
is you beating up on the south side. This is a list of new places in the Chicago area, and evidently no hot new places are opening up over by Midway.
And I groveling apologies if I'm missing out on something, but if somebody's, you know, if you eat something, say something, you know, let me know. my doors and at least my email are always open.
How do people reach you, Phil?
Well, you can always try pvittel at chicagotribune.com. You can go to my Facebook page where I'm just Phil Vittel, or this works occasionally, shine the silhouette of a bat against the night sky, and I will reply.
Let's talk again next Wednesday, my friend. It's a pleasure to see and read you.
Always fun. Thank you.
In the Tribune today, in print and online. He's got a bunch of recommendations for you this summer.